Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to The Froth. A place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable. A spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband, Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife, Shan Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is...
The Froth. Yesterday's non-news today.
This week's podcast was recorded in our basement in London. Our special guest is Barry Casanova, who joins us remotely and who is also producing.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content. The headlines this week.
Where did you get that rug? Where did you get that style? It's smaller than you thought it'd be. It's enough to make you smile. Yes, it is just enough to make you smile. But according to the papers, the woman who bought a rug that turned out to be a little bit smaller than she thought lost her mind and almost died laughing.
Sean's a lying twat. Everyone knows that. Sean lies yet again this week, prompting her co-hosts...
You?
Yes, me... to launch a brand new feature called Sean's a Lying Twat. Everyone knows that.
Apes of Froth is back.
We're all off to Monkey World. We're all off to see the chimps.
Ooh.
And we're waiting for the day when Barry's mum and Ian say, who's coming down to Monkey World today?
Oh, oh! Barry's mum and Ian invite all Froth listeners to a post-lockdown trip to Monkey World and the Bovington Tank Museum for half an hour.
And those are the headlines. This week's special guest, also producing, Mr. Barry Castagnola, where is his little chipmunky face?
Barry!
I do look a bit like a chipmunk, don't I?
There he is. So, do you want your first frothy story? Oh, actually, before,
yes.
We should find out what you've been up to, Barry.
What have you been up to, Buzz?
What have you been up to, Barry?
Me? I've just been, well, generally, I've been watching my dog grow about a foot every...
No.
So, Alan...
is massive.
Alan, when you said that you were getting... Because Rosie is a miniature Labradoodle. But a Labradoodle is a massive dog, so a miniature one is like a medium-sized dog. She's like a Labrador size.
Yeah, she is.
You say miniature, and people go, what? She's not a miniature. And you go, no, she's a miniature massive dog. It's like being a miniature elephant. You're still big.
A baby elephant is still big,
A baby
big,
elephant's
right?
still big. A mini...
Egg.
A mini egg... No, that is small.
It is smaller.
Not compared to insect eggs.
Yeah. No.
No, exactly.
No.
I think we've made the point.
Like lice.
I think we've made the point that many things can be big if the original thing is bigger than average. Hmm.
Like a fun-sized Mars bar.
Yes.
Does that work?
Yeah, because a Mars bar is much smaller than a normal Mars bar.
Especially these days.
Yeah, but it's not bigger than other chocolate bars, is it? You don't go... Yeah, but a fun-sized Mars bar is actually pretty big. Yeah, that's because it's a small version of what is bigger than a normal bar. That doesn't work at all.
Oh, yeah, okay, sorry.
Wagon wheels?
The fuck has Wagon Wheel got to do with
it? Wagon Wheels are massive. Well, they used to be. I'm sure they did. And not just you because I had a small face.
You were smaller.
No, no, no. It was. They used to be massive.
Everyone says this. Wagon Wheel. I've had people say to me, Wagon Wheels were like a size of an old LP and stuff when you were kids.
They were. Weren't.
You were small. You were small.
No, 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 no.
Such
no.
A yes.
No, 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 no.
That's why Wagon Wheels are smaller. No, because a Wagon Wheel,
I remember it being, if anyone offered you a Wagon Wheel when you were younger, you'd be like, I'm not sure if I'll get through it.
Yeah, but that's because you were small.
No, because yes. Any other chocolate, Easter eggs, which were massive, fine, yeah, give it to me, I'll polish it off. Wagon Wheels, though, it was too much of a meal. It was too big.
I don't think it was. I think you are now bigger, and so Wagon Wheels are smaller. Mm. Unless they have made them a little bit smaller, because they do alter the size of chocolate bars. But that example is a terrible example of fun-sized Mars bar. It doesn't work. But the point is...
I used to temp in an architect's company, and they had some weird kind of deal going with Wagon Wheels, which
no,
means
didn't.
They did. Which
another
means
one of your lies.
You
worked
have...
in an architect who had some kind of arrangement with Wagon
Wheels. I don't
know
what it was. They had an arrangement with Wagon Wheel, which means you could have as many Wagon Wheels as you wanted every day. They had boxes of them in the staff room. They had boxes of them, genuinely,
this
and I never found out why.
Another lie.
No, it was true. I used to take
this
them,
is this week's lie.
I used to take them home to Ellis James. I say, Elle, here's seven Wagon Wheels.
I think what we need is a jingle for Sian's lies. Can we have a jingle for when Sian's going to lie?
It sounds like a lie, but it's not.
It does sound like a lie that you worked in an Listen. Architect's office who had some arrangement with Wagon Wheels.
Yeah, maybe they designed the wheel. Honestly, they did, and I don't know why.
Well,
I wonder if they're still there. If you're still there and you're... Where were they based? Somewhere in Cardiff.
Yeah, if you're the brand manager... If you're the brand manager of Wagon Wheels, who was contacted about 25 years ago by an architect's office in Carmarthen saying, can we have some kind of deal with Wagon Wheels? What do you think Wagon Wheels got out of this deal with the Carmarthen architects?
It was Cardiff.
The Cardiff architect.
I don't
know.
Maybe it was just old stock, like dodgy stock. Yeah,
they didn't have an arrangement with Wagon Wheels. They basically went around the back of Tesco's and just went through the bins until they found out all the fucking Wagon Wheels had been thrown out.
I never understood it.
There is no architect in the world that has an arrangement with Wagon Wheels. Let's just nip that in the bud.
I remember being shown round as a temp.
God, it gets worse. Now the details.
This
now
guy
the
I used to work with just got taking me into the staff room going, Wagon Wheels there. You can have as many as you like.
Yeah, we got a deal. We've got to deal with Wagon Wheels.
Are you sure someone in the office at this architect's office didn't just go down the cash and carry one time and get excited and buy a load of Wagon Wheels?
Now we're getting to it. The arrangement was somebody in the office bought some Wagon Wheels.
No, there was something going on with Wagon Wheels.
No, there wasn't.
You just wouldn't go down and buy that many Wagon Wheels. Like there were too many for the staff. Like there was too many Wagon Wheels.
I used to take
them home and see how many I could get away with.
On an online order.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Like an embarrassing mistake. And no one would fess up to it.
We've got a story like that coming up today.
Have we?
Oh, yeah. Well, do you want to hear it?
Lovely segue into it.
Is it a lovely segue? But I still don't want to... I want to segue into the story. I just don't want to let you off the hook.
Who they were.
Yes, why don't you do that? Why don't you spend the rest of the day finding out who they were?
Right.
Right. Why don't you get to the bottom of your own lie?
I don't think it is a lie. I think it's just
I don't think it is a lie. So already we're backing away from it a bit. I don't think it's a lie.
I think it's me grossly misunderstanding stuff.
It's a gross misunderstanding now.
There was one recently on a podcast where, I can't remember, Rob was accusing you of lying about something. And then it said, it's a bit like the fish with mouth to mouth. And then you went, no, that happened, implying that the other one was a lie.
Yeah.
I meant to pick you up on it, actually.
No, but that really did happen. What was the other one? Mash. Was it eating mash?
It could have been anything. It could have been you.
But you sort of gave yourself
a really good friend. The fish you had that was a really good friend.
I have a vivid imagination. And sometimes things actually happen. Yeah, and then sometimes things happen. And I think, you know, I imagined
it. There it is.
Yeah, but the wagon wheel thing, honestly.
The true story here is...
I'm going to ask Ellis.
The true story here is that one day, somebody in the office had a wagon wheel. And that becomes, 10 years later, that becomes... No. I worked in... They had an arrangement with Wagon Wheel.
Sponsored by Wagon Wheel.
Where every day... A wagon would come into town with horses and yee-haw! The crack of a whip you'd hear as the wagon wheel wagon arrived.
Jones Davis and Associates Architects, sponsored by Wagon Wheel.
Sponsored by Wagon Wheel.
Look, it may not make sense, but there was way too many wagon wheels in that
office. This gable end plan was brought to you by Wagon Wheels. this rear elevation of
maybe
this,
they were working
of this
on the
new
design.
Apartment block maybe brought to were, you by Wagon Wheels.
They designed the coffee table, the Wagon Wheel coffee table.
Oh, my God.
I know
we're going to have to put in more RSJs than you want here, but have a Wagon Wheel. Let's chat about it.
Have a Wagon Wheel. Have a think about it.
All of these designs are kind of Wagon Wheel based. Yeah.
Don't decide now.
Right. I'm going to find out. I am going to
decide now. Have a Wagon Wheel. Have a think about
I'm
it.
I'm going to find out. I'm going to clear my name.
Okay. You have a you will find out to clear your name. I will get the story that relates to it, the bit of the story that's probably true, which Barry identified, which is it was just a mistaken online order.
Right, I've texted Ellis.
Right, you've texted Ellis?
Yeah, I've said, Elle, do you remember me temping in an architect's office when we lived on Cattay's Terrace and getting free wagon wheels?
Right. That doesn't necessarily mean there was an arrangement between the architect's office and
true.
The company that made wagon wheels.
No, I know.
No. Does it? Woman.
Woo!
Now, you carry on. Shan's trying to clear her name just while we're saying this, but just on the subject of people ordering stuff online and not getting what they thought. A woman in hysterics after rug she ordered online is a fraction of the size when it arrives. Okay, here's the story. There's always one of these in the papers.
Oh, I've done this so many times.
Have you?
I freak out when I look at
ordered a rug that's come in the wrong size?
No, just things.
Wagon wheels?
No, but I always
we're
freak
into
out.
It now. We're really
I'm
getting
so
into it now,
bad
aren't we?
With measurements. I'm so bad with measurements.
You are
I
terrible
always
with measurements.
Get things wrong.
We've established you're terrible
yeah,
with measurements.
And you have to check.
Exactly.
I'm bad with measurements, though.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I can't think what a measurement looks like.
Okay, but if you've actually got a tape measure, you're fine with that.
Yeah, but I haven't.
I'm making a note of what to get Sean for Christmas.
And I find it... No, but Baz, even if you gave me one, I find it so boring. I just... It can't
no
go...
No one finds measuring things exciting, Sean. No one's going, I need to put a new wardrobe in it. Yes,
this,
rubbing their
this
hands.
This guy does.
What do you like to measure?
Oh.
What have you ordered that's been the wrong size because of your hilarious measurement
just
mixer?
Just furniture.
Well, have you ever got... this ordering home furnishings online... is a whole battle in itself, it says
yes,
here.
Yes, it is.
And one woman, I should better make that
is
too.
Is it me?
Better make that too.
Yeah.
One woman has proven why you should always triple check the measurements. You know what triple check means?
Yeah.
Three times.
All right.
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether your problems with
I've
numbers
had,
extend to...
I've eaten chips in pubs.
Triple fried?
Yeah.
Why do they do that? It's too
I don't
many.
Know.
It's too many fried times.
Just fry it
it's
once.
Two more than you need.
It's yeah. two more than you need.
What a waste of oil. And life.
And in other chip shops, if you went to a kebab shop or something and you go, they've just refried these again. It's not a good thing,
no,
is
it's
it?
It's not nice. No, it isn't nice.
Saying that, refried beans. Good idea. Like it.
No,
funny old
fan.
World. Funny old world, isn't it? Right. One woman has proven you should always triple check the measurements before placing an order. Oh, God.
What?
Saoirse Schofield. Oh, no.
Philip?
Do you remember last time?
A little while ago.
Yeah. A little while ago on this podcast, I was reading a story and then I went Diarmuid, and then it went from Ireland. Oh, it's Dermot. This one is Saoirse Schofield, 24, from Dublin in Ireland. So what is that?
Irish names could be anything.
I'm
not sure.
It's probably like Sheila.
It could be anything with an Irish.
I can't speak.
Yeah,
my name's Sean.
Ms. Schofield, 24, from Dublin, Ireland, was thrilled when she found... can we just say that it sounds very disparaging. Being Welsh and having a name like Rodri and Sean that people struggle with, we are very comfortable with names in different languages that we sometimes struggle to pronounce.
Yes.
So Sean, can I just ask quickly? I met someone the other day who her name is spelled exactly the same as yours and as anyone else I think normally would be Sean. And someone else said, oh no, she's Sian. And I was like, no, it's clearly Sean. And I wondered, I've never met a Sian before spelled like that. It's always Sean.
Yes.
I'm wondering whether someone has just doubled down, like her parents have seen it written down, called her Cian, and then just went, do you know what?
Very likely. It's Cian.
Don't tell me what my daughter's name is. It can't. Have you ever met an actual Cian?
I think I have.
God. Here we go. No, ding, 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 ding. Where's the jingle? Get the jingle. Get the fucking jingle.
I have actually, Barry. And she's a very nice lady. No, like, that's what people call
she's
me.
She's a lying
taxi,
twat.
Taxi driver. Hey, was a twat come into it?
Oh, sorry.
Taxi drivers call me Cian.
I was making a jingle on the hoof.
You're she's right. There's no need to put twat into it.
Here comes one
put
of her
little,
lies.
Put a little minor note twat. In it. No?
Here comes one of her lies.
Here it goes.
Taxi drivers often call me Cian.
Oh, where's the big lie that was coming?
That's not the lie. It took some doing, though.
No, the lie I was call you Cian. Cian. I think you're accusing her of lying about meeting a Cian. Meeting a Cian.
I have met a Cian. Here's one of her lies. She's such a lying twat. Here comes one of her.
Darling.
Come on, let's have the
oh,
lie.
Oh, right. Okay.
I have met a Cian, I think. Now this is weird. And I know what happens in Sian's
lies. Sian's lies.
This is weird.
Oh,
and
my
I know
God,
what happens.
We should have a segment.
Brought to you by Wagon Wheel.
Sean's Live, sponsored by Wagon Wheel. Let's do it. Let's get a jingle.
Okay.
Let's get Wagon Wheels on board.
Fine.
Barry, get all the
Fine.
Wagon Wheels.
But I right. get the Wagon the Wheels.
You can have the free Wagon Wheels if they send us a box.
Great.
But we are having a jingle and we are getting it sponsored by Wagon Wheels.
Sean's Live.
Even if they won't sponsor it, I'm still going to say sponsored by Wagon Wheels. There's nothing they can do.
Come on then.
So what? No, because what was the lie? Because I know you. What when lie? You go like this, you go, I have met a Cian, I think. Now that's the bit where the lie starts. That's the genesis of the lie, and then there's a little gap, and then the whole story comes to your head. So what were you going to say?
It's
what
not is, lying.
Let's go into the whole
it's
belly
memory,
of the
memory.
Let's go into the
it?
Whole belly of the lie.
Carry on with this rug story.
Oh yeah. Okay. One woman. So, Mrs. Schofield, 24, Dublin, Ireland, was thrilled when she found a geometric rug on sale for just £5 from Shein, Shein. Let's call it Shein. Let's presume it's a shop. I don't know. Earlier this month.
Shein.
Shein. I don't know. It's a different country. Don't know how you pronounce it. From Shein. But Ms. Schofield goes on Shein and finds a rug for £5. She's thrilled.
Okay.
However,
of course she would.
When it arrived, it was a fraction of the size she was expecting it to be. I knew as soon as the package arrived that something wasn't right. I mean, you would. Okay. If something's a fraction of the size, you,
yeah,
I knew immediately.
Yeah, an A4 envelope.
Yeah. I knew as soon as the package arrived that something wasn't right. So what's her name? Cersei? Ms. Schofield said. I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce the name. I was expecting a full-size rug that was the same length as my bed. After opening the package, I just burst out laughing. I thought, this is ridiculous. I couldn't believe how small it was. Having recently moved house, she says she was trying to furnish her new room, which was a bit of an odd shape. This is where, you know when these stories now, whether you go in now, everything from now on is just waffle. We know the story. She's bought a rug. It's too small. Everything now is just going to be superfluous quotes. The story is going to get thinner and thinner and more non-newsy and less
smaller
interesting.
Smaller and smaller, like the rug.
It was like, do you remember the...
I mean, the headline isn't much news.
Do you remember the story? Do you remember the story? Was it the ferret that had escaped and run across town?
Yes.
Yeah.
And by the end, the journalist is absolutely run out of anything to say. This is going to be one of those.
Okay.
Where the journalist is absolutely just run out of things to say. Look, when I saw this rug on, this is a quote now. So we know now, she's bought the rug, it's the wrong size.
Right.
Right. When I saw this rug on, I don't know how much more context, I don't know how many quotes we need to... There's another 2 pages. When I saw this rug online, I thought... That would be perfect for my room, to go along the floor next to my bed. In the picture on the website, it looks like a full-size rug as it goes along the edge of the bed in the picture, which is exactly how I wanted to go, in my room. Just repeat the Amazing. Same thing. I loved the rug, as I thought it would break up the wooden floor and add a nice texture to my room. When the savvy shopper saw that the rug was 120 by 40, now this is quite interesting, this actual size, she assumed this meant inches, but really, it was centimetres. So you, this is where you'd come unstuck, Sean.
That's still quite big, though,
yeah,
isn't
it's still
it? 120 centimetres.
A metre two. I mean, it's not. I thought it would be like a postage stamp or something.
Yeah. Like a doll's. I've actually nearly bought doll's furniture before, thinking that's really reasonable for an antique clock.
Hang on a minute, though.
£2.
This doesn't make any sense, does it?
I'm surprised, Sean, I'm surprised he let that go.
Yeah.
What was that?
I mean, that I was a lie.
I was trying to work out.
I was waiting for it. Sean says she's almost bought doll's furniture before by accident, and you're absolutely no fine.
It is really true that I have actually nearly done that.
She's a lying brat. That was one of her lies. She's a, you can always do the jingle. The jingle can be retrospective
Sean's
sometimes.
Lies.
She's a lying twat. Yeah. That was one of her lies. No need, Barry. The jingle can be retrospective. The savvy shopper saw the rug was 120 by 40. She assumed this meant inches. Hang on a minute. 120 inches?
I don't know anything about it.
Well, I'm 6 foot tall, right? 12 inches to a foot, so I'm 72 inches.
You've lost me.
Right. Well, she thought it was 120 inches. So that would be,
that is,
that would be about 10 foot long.
Honestly.
Yeah, but maybe it's so complicated.
140 would be a 12 foot long. So she thought it was
10 feet. Yeah.
It's normal.
10
of
feet.
Of course it is. It's 12 inches to a foot.
Yeah. So you go. Of course it is. Yeah, there you go. So she thought it would be about 10 foot by 3 foot. It was actually a metre, but it's not that short. A metre 20
is. A metre 20 is.
No, a metre 20 is good size. Yeah. Perfectly good size. So basically, what she's saying is, this rug is just a bit smaller than she thought.
It's about 3 foot smaller
Unless
than she wanted.
I reckon it's millimetres. Anyway, we'll carry on.
Well, that would be this bit. Yeah.
It's tiny, she said. It's not. We've just established it's not tiny.
I mean, if she
all.
Said she was in hysterics over it being 120 centimetres, yeah. If it had to be millimetres, I don't know what would happen to her.
Yeah. No, 120 centimetres is a perfectly good size. I mean, it's not the length of a bed, admittedly, but it's 1 metre 20.
It's not much of a rug, to be fair.
Not much of a rug.
Do you remember what happened to my
box? I definitely wouldn't be in hysterics if I saw a rug that was 1 metre 20. I mean, I just wouldn't.
I'll
just send it back.
Do you remember what happened when I was working in an art gallery? This is not a lie. When I was working in an art gallery...
Well, maybe we should have a jingle for when it's the truth. She's a truthful twat. This is one of her truths.
Stop putting the word twat in.
I can't help it. It just scams. Otherwise, it doesn't work. She's a truthful...
She's a twat. No. Do you remember my boss in the art gallery?
Oh, yeah,
he was a really... Oh, can I say this? Oh, we can cut this out, can't we? A little bit of
What's
it.
What's the point of saying things that you know you're going to cut out?
Well, just... well, maybe. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how I can say
it. Why don't you change the setting and say it was a and say somewhere you worked in Manchester in a shop or something like that?
Oh, yeah, okay. Do you remember the time I worked in Manchester in a shop?
You never worked in one, you lying twat. She's a lying twat. This is one of her lies. Admit it.
I once worked in a... Right, in a place to put exhibitions
You've
on,
never
right?
worked in Manchester in a shop.
Hished. And it was an art gallery and...
is this one who sacked you for going to the Edinburgh Festival?
Yes.
No, lying.
No. Well, it did involve lying.
Oh, it did involve lying. She was sacked for lying.
I was, yeah. What was I going to say? There was an exhibition on. We were putting an exhibition on and he had put millimetres. Basically, at the beginning of every exhibition, you had to put it up on the wall, the name of the artist, the name of the exhibition, and then a little bit about it, right? And it's usually quite big and stenciled on, you know, professional. And he had put millimetres instead of centimetres.
I remember this.
And he, like, when the sign arrived, he lost his shit. Absolutely lost his shit. Like, as in Basil Fawlty style. And it was so funny. He lost his shit. And then his secretary woman, who was just really lovely, just printed out the email that he had sent her, drove down, which like a 20-minute drive, to the gallery and handed it to him. And the turnaround, Barry, of him going, actually, I think it looks all right. And then he put up this tiny sign. He put it up on the wall. So every person who came into that exhibition opening, big, you know, wine, crisps, were going, what's that?
It's like a Spinal Tap with Stonehenge.
Totally Spinal Tap.
Yeah, yeah. Well, This does not seem that funny, does it? It's 120. It's 1.20 m by 40, which is longer than a... So it's not the size she wanted, but it is definitely not worthy of hysterics or a newspaper article. And that's why it's perfect for us on The Froth. She said it's tiny. It just looks like a piece of material that's been cut off from the rug. No, it doesn't. It's 1.20 m. I thought it was going to be about 4 times bigger than what a rug... What, you thought it was going to be 4.80 m long?
That's like something you put out for a king.
You thought the rug was going to be roughly the same height as the top board in most swimming pools, which is about 5 metres.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah,
most, you thought it was going to be a picnic for hundreds.
It was hilarious. My mum said that it was ridiculous and hoped that I hadn't wasted much money on it. Luckily, it was really cheap. Well, it was a fucking waste of time, that last sentence. So I was able to see the funny side and not be too mad. The piece of material that arrived is really soft and fluffy. This is, again, this is now the journalist going, anything else? Is there anything else you can tell us about the rug?
I've got 200 words left.
Yeah.
I've got 200 words to fill. Anything else about the rug?
I've got to feed my kids.
The poor woman's, poor old Ms. Schofield in Ireland's going, really soft and fluffy? Okay, good, good, good.
Yeah. What did your mum think about it?
Yeah. Any other family members have anything to say about the rug? Anybody, because the piece of material that arrived is really soft and fluffy, so I think I'm going to keep it. Can you imagine the journalist now? Now then, tell me, Ms. Schofield, are you going to keep the rug, or are you going to throw it out? And you go, I'm going to throw it out. You go, well, we get a bit more words out of it if you could say you're going. All right, okay. I'm going to keep it until when, Ms. Schofield? Until I can find a rug that actually fits, so that my feet are warm when I get out of bed in the morning.
It's a mat. Basically, she's got a mat.
Right.
That's it.
Oh, can you imagine the journalist?
Even still.
Can you think of any better? This rug now, you're gonna. So it's going to be by your bed, this the rug that you bought, this too small. Yeah. Okay.
Hang on, didn't you say earlier you had floorboards?
Yeah.
Right.
So
when she get out, so she's going to swing her feet out of the bed now onto the rug that's
what,
too
really
small.
Really far apart?
Yeah. I mean...
As in, she could still have warm feet because the mat...
Yeah, she gets straight out of bed, does a few squats.
Listen, the mat, the rug, the hilarious wrongs, is 1.20 m long.
Yeah, which is fine.
Unless she's got the fucking longest feet on earth.
How tall am I in metres? Aren't I like 1.5 or something?
You are, 5'4".
Yeah.
About 1 metre, four. You're not much bigger than this rug.
Exactly.
Like that. Yeah, but this girl's got massive feet.
Okay.
Sean, you're 1.6 metres.
I'm 1.6.
Yeah. Well done.
1.63.
So this is a bit shorter than me then. It's up to...
Yeah, it is. It is. It's just big enough for this lady's feet.
Right, okay.
Did the journalist ask her what size shoe she is?
Maybe that's why she finds it so funny. It's because she's actually 9 feet tall. And the rug is hilariously small to her.
Yeah, maybe.
And that's why she wanted it to cover her bed, because it is 4 metres long, her bed.
Very rude about you, Ms. Schofield. We're only having a laugh. I also want to keep it, the journalist's going, now, any other reasons why you can think of keeping it? Poor Ms. Schofield's going, I don't know, maybe it my feet to be warm when I put my feet down off the bed. Any other reasons?
No, this is a press conference.
Yeah. I also want to...
She called a press conference.
All the press are gathered.
Any other... I was going to do an accent.
Gavin Essler, BBC. Any other reasons why you want to keep the...
Will you be keeping the rug or...
Look, imagine if her PR then just ushered her away. Yeah. No more questions. No more questions.
No more questions about the rug, thank you.
One more question. Laura Koonsberg, BBC. Okay, we'll allow one more question. Any other reasons why you'd like to keep the rug, Ms. Schofield? I also want to keep it because I just find it so funny. I see. And what are you going to do now about the rug? Because we're on lockdown, aren't we? And I think I will wait until the shops are open to buy another rug so I can make sure I'm buying the right thing. And don't receive another mini rug. Thank you very much, says Laura Koonsberg. No further questions.
Can I just ask, Miss Schofield, why are we doing this interview in the Rose Garden at Downing Street?
Why are we doing it outside outside Total Landscaping in Dublin?
Four Seasons.
The Four Seasons Total Landscaping.
I'll tell you what, says Miss Schofield, I'll be more careful in future when buying online. However, I do think the picture of the rug online was extremely misleading, but at least it gave us all a good laugh.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'll tell you what I want to do, Barry.
Yeah.
And Sean.
Go on.
Yeah.
I want to hear from your mum and Ian. From Barry's mum, Viv, and Ian in another thrilling episode of Apes of Froth. We haven't had one for...
We haven't heard from them for ages, have we?
No, we haven't, actually.
I don't think we've heard from them in this year.
I have.
2021.
I don't even know if we've... That's lockdown. That's how crazy it's been, is that we don't even know if we've had an update from Barry's mum and Ian on their collection of 100-odd cuddly monkeys.
Because if you think about it, they are locked in a house with lots of monkeys, like toy monkeys. They must have been up to stuff.
They must have been up to stuff. Some stuff must have been happening. Also, we don't even... God, it's been ages since we've heard... We don't even know if they've been to Bovington Tank Museum recently.
I don't think it's allowed, is it?
Just to recap, if anybody is thinking what this conversation about, Barry's mum, Viv and Ian, are obsessed with cuddly monkeys.
Cuddly monkeys.
And real monkeys.
And real monkeys. And also tanks. Well, tanks. Tanks are also on the agenda, Ian's agenda more than maybe.
They spend most of their time...
It's a compromise.
They spend most of their time looking after their collection of 100-odd cuddly monkeys or going to Bovington Tank Museum. And Monkey World they go to as well. And Monkey World and Bovington Tank Museum happen to be very close to each other geographically. They wouldn't have been able to go there.
No.
On lockdown, presumably. Monkey World's not
open,
is it?
Coping?
Well, they're not coping very well because they're not able to go to Monkey World.
Can we get them on the phone, Barry? Apes of Froth.
Hello.
Hello there.
Are you all right?
I just need to turn the telly off and get Viv. Where's the TV? We're on, darling. We're on. It's all connected. Did you take the TV remote out? Okay.
Hello, Mum.
Hi, Viv.
Hello.
Hi.
This is all new technology to us, you see. So how are you doing? Are you all right?
Yeah, we're okay, thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah we're okay. Yeah.
How are the monkeys?
Hello.
Oh, they're brilliant. Yeah, can you see them?
Yes.
Yeah.
they look very happy.
Let's start from the top. How are you two first?
Yeah, how are you
Ian
guys?
Ian and
yeah,
Bill.
We're okay.
We're okay.
Yeah, yes. We're looking forward to this pandemic being over so we can, you know, get out and about and...
Go to the flash.
Yeah, go down to Bournemouth.
Go to Monkey World.
It's unbelievable, really, but it'll be...
Why do I look so...
Why do you look so...
I don't know, I look so short.
You are short.
You're sitting down, baby.
So you're well?
Yes. Yeah, we're fine.
You've had enough of lockdown?
No. we have.
Yeah,
it's driving us up the wall. Yeah. At least we've got a nice garden to sit in when it's not raining.
I'm taller now.
How are you?
Suddenly. How did that come about?
You are taller now.
That's I'm shrinking.
Yeah.
So
what I want to ask, though, why have we not got headphones on?
Good point.
I mean, only you can answer that, Viv.
You are in charge of your own destiny.
So So now, how are the monkeys? That is the question everybody will be asking.
Yeah.
You can't go to Monkey World at the moment. You're on,
well, no,
on
not at the moment we can't. But as from the 12th of April, they're sort of open for business. So hopefully we'll be down there.
I love that of all the things in the roadmap, there are three, you know when Monkey World is opening. I mean,
well, and the Tank Museum as well.
Oh, yeah, the Tank Museum, of course.
Some people have memorised March the 8th with kids in school. Some people April the 12th for pubs. No, it's that's Monkey right. World.
Oh. Will you be going on the 8th or the 9th or whenever the first day?
Well, we're hoping to go late on the 11th, the night before.
Oh,
so
okay.
We're actually down there on the 12th to is avoid the traffic.
Is that allowed, Ian?
Well, it should be, I would have thought. I don't is see why not.
I didn't hear it in the speech from Boris Johnson.
Did you not?
No. Of course, you'll be allowed to go down the night before to get into Monkey World early.
Yeah, well, that's the idea.
I know we said the 12th, but obviously you can do the day before if it means you're going to get into a monkey-related theme park the next morning.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you expecting? Do you think a lot of people will be rushing there? Is that
well? They will. That's,
definitely.
So that's why we thought we'd go the night before.
He's coming back to me now. His speech of you must stay at home if you can, but then he did say after that, unless you want to get to Monkey World early. Because we all know how busy it gets at opening time. He didn't say that. It's coming back to me now.
How many times would you estimate you've been to Monkey World? Just like
In the last year. I think we've been a couple of times in the last year, but certainly
over the years we've gone every time we go down.
More or less every 3 weeks, I would say. Yeah. Every month.
For how many years, do you reckon?
since 2001.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. Have you got passes that you just flash and you can just walk in without letting anyone?
And it's the same with the Tank Museum as well.
Do you always go to both?
Well, it's quite good actually, because they're about a quarter of a mile apart, you see.
Yeah, we've seen the road sign, they're right next to each other.
Which would you go
that's
to
right.
Yes,
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, a Bear
which
Regis.
Which would you go first, the tanks or the monkeys?
Well, normally we go to the Tank Museum first and then the monkeys in the afternoon, because a lot of people, they by the time we get to Monkey World, if they've got small children, they want to take them all home, so it's a lot quieter. But it does depend on the weather, because if it's suddenly raining, we'll go to the Tank Museum and Monkey World afterwards, or the other way around. Just depends, really.
But they're lovely, aren't they?
What, the tanks?
No, the tanks. Oh, Albert's been around the tank.
Oh, they are lovely, those tanks. Oh, they're lovely. They've got some lovely
tanks. Can we go to Monkey World? It sounds incredible.
It is good.
Lovely tanks.
Have you been, Barry?
I've been, yeah.
I love a tank.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we love tanks.
We'll do an outing once we're allowed.
We all love a tank, but...
Once we're allowed, we'll do an outing.
Can we all go to Monkey World, please?
Oh, yeah, that'd be brilliant.
Oh, my gosh.
But, we love the monkeys, as you know. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's definitely go down. Once we're all allowed, restrictions allow, let's go down.
That would really, could do the Tank Museum first for about half an hour.
Half an hour.
And then Monkey World, for 3 hours,
He was offended there. Half an hour for the tank. Are you mad?
You need at least two or three hours.
But you know that Albert's been round the Tank Museum.
Well, and Monkey World as well.
Yeah, but no, the tanks.
Oh, yes.
We've got pictures of Albert on all these different tanks.
We've seen the pictures of Albert on the tanks.
On
the lovely tanks.
There's something slightly cruel about taking him... to Monkey World on the other monkeys, because they're going to see him and just think, he's able to go out into the
They're going to think, I want to go to the tank.
Yeah, whereas
museum.
We're kept inside. I want to go to the tank.
You're lucky so-and-so.
Well, let's make a date for that then.
Yeah,
that'll be good. That'll be good.
No, that would really be brilliant. Yeah. That would be funny.
You know, we had some snow recently.
Oh, the snow.
I don't know if you can see that.
Can you see that? That's Albert and Vicky.
Yeah,
that's
in the snow.
Are they an item?
Yeah. No, they're not brother and sister.
Oh, Barry.
Sorry. That's what they tell us.
No, it's true. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is that lovely?
Oh, it's so beautiful.
That's lovely.
In the snow. Yeah.
Can you send me a copy of that? We'll stick that on the social media.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, send me a copy of that.
No, but they didn't go skiing, did they?
No.
They only sort of tried to build a snowman.
Yeah. They went for a snowman, not a, they went for a snowman, not a snow monkey.
Oh, okay. Whoa, funny you should say that.
Yeah.
We have got a snow monkey, haven't
have
we?
You?
Yes, not here, she's down in Bournemouth.
Right.
And what's her name?
She's probably melted. She hasn't been down there for a while.
Yeah, we've got her, at the car boot sale.
Oh, the car boot sale. This one is. What's her name?
I can't remember at the moment, but
she's got a name.
She has got a name, yes. The trouble is, as you get a bit older, you tend to forget.
Was she Onion?
Onion, that's right. Yeah, well done.
Onion's a snow monkey.
She's a snow monkey. She's all white.
All white, yeah.
Got a pink like a face. She's ever so sweet. Oh, she's lovely.
You'd love her, yeah.
Why Onion?
Yeah, onion. Why Onion?
I don't know.
A little white onion.
I don't know why she's called Onion.
There was a reason.
Possibly.
I'll have to think about that one, though.
Yes.
But if we went down to the tank museum and the monkey world, you could always come back and see at the flat all the hundreds of monkeys.
Yeah, definitely.
You'd love that,
Oh my God, definitely.
It's a date. It's a date. Right. There you go. It's lovely to see you guys.
It's so well,
Andrew, as well. Andrew, lovely to see you both.
We'll see you again soon. Take care.
Yeah. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Cheers for now.
Bye.
Right, time to choose our froth of the week. Which is the non-story, the frothiest non-story of the week, Sian?
We only did one story.
The rug woman. Did we only do one story?
Yeah, the woman with the slightly small...
The woman with the slightly small rug. Is that the one you want then?
The mat, yeah.
You're choosing the woman with the slightly small rug. Congratulations to her.
Okay, Els has just got back to me. Ellis James, the comedian Ellis James, texted me back.
Ellis James, comedian.
To say I'm not a liar. I texted him.
What, saying, am I a liar? And he said, no, you're not.
Al, you know I'm a liar.
Well, you
no,
are.
I said,
she is,
Ellis
James.
Do you remember me temping at an architect's office where we lived in Cates Terrace and getting free wagon wheels?
Right.
And he goes, yes, you had to get the train in.
Why is that relevant?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, that proves
he's added detail to show that we're not lying and we're not making it up.
You're right.
Who could forget that?
You're right. If you had to get, I didn't realise you didn't tell me you had to get the train. I mean, if you'd said that, I'd have believed the whole thing.
And then I went, yes. Do you remember why they had so many wagon wheels? Kiss, kiss. And then he's gone, no.
Well, exactly. Right,
but
let me stop you there.
But I wasn't complaining. Which means it definitely did happen, but we don't know why.
What? I wasn't complaining. No, I don't know, but I wasn't complaining. I tell you
proves
what, I wasn't going to bite the hand that fed me.
I am not lying.
It doesn't prove you're
it
not lying.
It does.
All it proves is that you went somewhere on a train and...
Daily.
And, yes, but what it doesn't prove is that the architects were sponsored daily by wagon wheels,
no,
is it?
No.
It just sponsors the Ellis...
I didn't say it was sponsored by wagon wheels.
That's exactly what you said, you fucking liar.
I just said they had a lot of wagon wheels.
Oh my God.
That needed getting rid of.
Sean's a lying twat. Everyone knows that.
Sean's lies.
Tune in next week for more Sean's a lying twat, and hey, everyone knows that. Yeah, that's a regular feature. 100% regular feature. Sean's lies.
Liars.
We'll choose a jingle.
It's true, though. It is true.
Throw it out to the listeners. Which jingle do you want, listeners? Sean's a lying twat.
I'm not lying. I did come back every day from
work
with lots
of
wagon wheels. I have to put this on record.
We've moved on. All we're looking for now is a jingle for listeners to ring in.
My self-esteem is hanging in the balance.
Okay, listeners, you can help Sian's self-esteem by choosing a great jingle for Sian's a lying twat. It could be Sian's lies. Sean's lies. That's quite a nice
more
one.
More fool you. If you've married a lying wife, then more fool you. No skin off my nose.
With your massive long Pinocchio nose.
You do that.
Obviously. Right. That is all we've got time for.
Thanks for listening.
And thanks to special guest Barry Castagnola.
Thanks to Barry's mum, Ian and the monkeys.
And the amazing Josh Phillips, creator of the new Froth theme tune with brass by Johnny Thurkel.
Don't forget, you can contact us at The Froth Podcast, where you'll get extra frothy content, including unseen bits and exclusive behind-the-scenes videos. And don't forget the exciting new email facility. Our email address is hello@thefrothpodcast.com.
And if you enjoyed this nonsense, don't forget to like and subscribe. Rate us at 5 stars. Spread the word and tell your friends. This podcast was a Fan Bobble Vision production, produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Production.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.